Lucy was a girl of indeterminate age with the face and form of a pit bull. She was wearing a shapeless blue smock and her eyes were angry. My attorney was stark naked, standing near the bathroom door with a drug-addled grin on his face.
You degenerate pig.
Can't be helped. This is Lucy, you know, like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Lucy? Lucy, be cool, goddammit. Remember what happened at the airport? No more of that, okay? Lucy! This is my client. This is Mr. Duke, famous journalist. He's paying for this, sweet Lucy. He's on our side.
I need peace. The only solution is mace.
No! Not here! We will have to move out!
The last thing I needed was a fight to the finish in my own hotel room with a drug-crazed monster.
Mr. Duke is my friend. He loves artists. Let's show him your paintings. Lucy paints portraits of Barbara Streisand. She's an artist up in Montana. What's that town where you live?
Kalispell. Way up north. I drew these from TV.
Fantastic! She came all the way down here just to give all these portraits to Barbara. We're going over to the Americana Hotel tonight and meet her backstage.
I hadn't counted on this. We obviously had a serious case on our hands. Finding my attorney whacked out on acid and locked into some kind of preternatural courtship.
Well, I guess they brought the car around by now. Let's get the stuff out of the trunk.
Absolutely, let's get the stuff. We'll be right back. Don't answer the phone if it rings.
God bless.
What are your plans?
Plans?
Lucy.
Shit, I met her on the plane and I had all that acid. You know those little blue barrels? Jesus, she's a religious freak. She's running away from home for something like the fifth time in 6 months. It's terrible. I gave her that cap before I realized that, shit, she's never had a drink before.
Listen, she's not right for us, not in this fragile situation. It's bad enough if she is what she appears to be, a strange young girl in the throes of a bad psychotic depression. But what worries me is the likelihood that she is probably just sane enough to work herself into a towering Jesus-based rage in a few hours at the hazy recollection of being picked up and seduced in the Los Angeles International Airport by some kind of cruel Samoan who fed her liquor and LSD, then dragged her off to a Las Vegas hotel room and savagely penetrated every orifice in her body with his throbbing uncircumcised member. She's got to go.
I can't send her away.
Look, can you see her crashing into Barbara Streisand's dressing room, laying this brutal story on her? They'll track us down and probably castrate us both prior to booking.
Yes, you're right. She's gonna have to go.
The possibility of a Mann Act conviction resulting in disbarment proceedings and total loss of his livelihood was a key factor in his decision.
Hey, it just occurred to me that she has no witnesses. Anything she says about us is completely worthless.
Us?
We finally decided to make her a reservation at the Americana.
Treat her very gently. She's an artist and might seem a trifle high-strung. Good.
Then we drove out to the airport and paid a cabbie $10 to see that our drunk girlfriend got safely to the Americana. When we returned, the red blinking message light was on the telephone.
What's the message? My light is blinking.
Ah, yes. Mr. Duke, yes, you have two messages. One says, welcome to Las Vegas from the National District Attorneys Association.
Wonderful.
And the other says, call Lucy at the Americana, room 1600.
What?
Call Lucy at the Americana, room 1600.
Holy shit!
Excuse me.
I felt like Othello. You had been in town a few hours, and we'd already laid the groundwork for a classic tragedy. The hero was doomed. He had already sown the seed of his own downfall.
This goddamn mescaline. Why the fuck can't they make it a little less pure? Maybe mix it with Rolaids or something.
Lucy called.
What?
I just got the message from the desk clerk. She's at the Americana room 1600 and she wants us to call. Hello?
Mr. Duke?
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Duke. I'm sorry we were cut off a moment ago, but I thought I should call again. Because I was wondering...
What? This fucker is trying to spring something on us. What did that crazy bitch say to him? We're watching the goddamn news. What the fuck are you interrupting me for? What do you want? Where's the goddamn ice I ordered? Where's the booze? There's a war on, man. People are being killed.
Killed?
In Vietnam, on the goddamn television.
Oh, yes. Yes, this terrible war. When will it end?
Tell me. What do you want?
Of course. I thought I should tell you, because I know you're here with the police convention, that the woman who left that message for you sounded very disturbed. I thought you should know this.
What did you say to her?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Mr. Duke. I merely took the message. But it wasn't easy talking to that woman. She was, well, extremely nervous. I think she was crying.
Crying? Why was she crying?
Well, she didn't say, Mr. Duke. But since I knew the nature of your work, I thought...
I know. Look, you want to be gentle with that woman. If she ever calls again, she's our case study. We're watching her very carefully. She's perfectly harmless, of course. There'll be no trouble. This woman's been into laudanum. It's a controlled experiment. But I suspect we'll need your cooperation before this thing's over.
Oh, well, certainly. We're always happy to cooperate with the police. Just as long as there won't be any trouble. For us, I mean. So... you'll be responsible then.
Of course. And now I have to get back to the news.
Thank you.
Send the ICE.
Good work. They'll treat us like goddamn lepers after that.
Yeah, you forgot about Lucy. She's looking for you.
Oh, no. She's looking for you.
Me?
Yeah. She really flipped over you. The only way I could get rid of her out there in the airport was by saying that you were taking me out to the desert for a showdown. That you wanted me out of the way so you could have her all to yourself. Shit! I had to tell her something. I said she should go to the Americana and wait to see which one of us came back. I guess she figures you won. That phone message wasn't for me, was it?
I had nothing against her personally, but I knew she was perfectly capable under these circumstances of sending us both to prison for at least 20 years on the strength of some heinous story we would probably never hear.
Yes, sir. Those two men over there in the dock are the ones that gave me the LSD and took me to the hotel.
What did you do then, Lucy?
Well, sir, I can't rightly remember.
Indeed. Well, perhaps this document from the district attorney's files will refresh your memory, Lucy. This is the statement you made to Officer Squain shortly after you were found wandering naked in the desert near Lake Mead.
I don't know for sure what they done to me, but I remember it was horrible. One guy picked me up in the Los Angeles airport. He's the one that gave me the pill. And the other one met us at the hotel. He was sweating real bad and he talked so fast I couldn't understand what he wanted. No, sir, I don't recall exactly what they did to me at that point because I was still under the influence of that drug. Yes, sir, the LSD that they gave me. And I think I was naked for a long time, maybe the whole time they had me there. I think it was evening because I remember that they had the news on.
CBS News, that's the way it is.
Yes, sir.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite, I remember his face through it.
And I'd like to point out, Your Honor, that our prosecution exhibits A through Y are available to the jury. Yes, this incredible collection of illegal drugs and narcotics which the defendants had in their possession at the time of their arrests and forcible seizure by no less than 9 officers, 6 of whom are still hospitalized. These experts have testified that the drug cash in the possession of these defendants at the time of the arrests was enough to kill an entire platoon of United States Marines. And gentlemen, I use the word kill with all due respect for the fear and loathing I'm sure it provokes in every one of you when you reflect that these degenerate rapists used this galaxy of narcotics to completely destroy the mind and morals of this once innocent teenager. This ruined and degraded young girl who now sits before you in shame. Yes, they fed this girl enough drugs to scramble her brain so horribly that she can no longer even recall the filthy details of that orgy she was forced to endure. And then they used her, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, they used her for their own unspeakable ends.